This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election appears to be inevitable. Still, sparring over Mueller's conclusions already rampant. Washington is expecting that Attorney General William Barr could disclose the report on Monday or Tuesday. The much-awaited details from Mueller's 22-month investigation of Donald Trump's campaign contacts with Russia and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to thwart the probe. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told Fox News Sunday that she doesn't think it's going to be damaging to the president. However, Congressman Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says on CNN that Barr should release the full report and underlying investigatory evidence to his panel. Far from the den of Washington, Ivanka Trump toured businesses run by women in Ethiopia Sunday while promoting a White House global economic program for women. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The White House senior advisor, who's President Trump's daughter and a businesswoman, visited a coffee shop and textile company in Addis Ababa, where she spoke with working women. It was her first stop on a four-day Africa trip to boost 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests, because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability.
This is Ivanka Trump's first visit to Africa since the president launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at voanews.com.